Okay. Welcome to Hacker Hotel 2025. The 10th anniversary. It's not the 10th time. It's the 10-year anniversary. It's the 7th time. Somebody made me a space date. The people of Pixelbar, my friends. I think it's good to kick off. So I'll open the space date, and if all goes well, you will see Hacker Hotel open on the map. And I don't know what this is, but let's see it. So here we go. What the fuck? Kijk eens. Wat? That was a good shot. Thank you. The most spectacular opening of Hacker Hotel. Thank you so much to my friends in Pixelbar. That was really cool and a good call because... Okay. So, again... Thank you so much. Welcome to Hacker Hotel. I have a full slide deck, lots of slides. I have good news, I have bad news. I have, I don't know, there's surprises, I don't know. Everybody knows it except me. So I have to go really fast. So if you guys think I'm talking fast, then you're listening too slow. So this is the whole agenda. I start with some sad news. Then Rijs will tell you about the CTF. Then the question, does Hacker Hotel exist? Some statistics, house rules, organizing Hacker Hotel this year. Something about the badge, which I just dropped here. This is your badge. Chaos Post, some merchandise, some rumors, our sponsors. Some announcements about other events. Then hopefully time for some bloopers and funny memories. And there's still questions, but somebody said there's no time for questions. Okay. I start off with some sad news. And last Monday, a friend of ours, there's like 20 people here that know the person, she suddenly passed away in her sleep. And this was totally unexpected, and I did want to mention her because people are here during this weekend, and on Monday we will go to the funeral together. So Natalie was a really warm person. She was both in the LAN party scene, Camp Zone, Hacker, the copy night, the Not Any Other Weekend LAN party, which is also in the hotel, so the staff also knows her. And she will be missed. She's a... always a hug when you came in, always a smile, a talk. And she was always there for everyone. And she will be missed, and it's an empty spot. So I hope we can make a good weekend, but I also hope we can remember her for the person she was. And she liked a good time. So I invite the people that know her to come to the bar and let's raise a drink on her. And remember her as she was, as the fun and kind person. I want now to give the mic to Rijs, who will tell you something about the CTF.
Hello, hello. That's a good call, the mute button. Good thing I don't work in tech or anything, that'd be embarrassing. So, the CTF. I imagine most of you already know what a CTF is, but in case you don't, and I'm going to give the smallest summary I can give, it's a hacking competition. I thought long and hard about that. That's the smallest summary I can give. And this is actually the third year that we as NFR get to organize the CTF, which is really cool. That means we at least didn't completely screw it up twice already. Maybe a little. And I think that this year we really put together another great CTF for you guys. And time will tell if it really was a great CTF, but we think it will be. So here's a little bit about what you can expect. The theme for this year revolves around a super advanced AI, of course. And this AI was originally designed to solve all of humanity's greatest challenges. And in a shocking turn of events that surprised exactly zero people, the AI went rogue. And it decided that the best way to achieve its goals was to overthrow all of humanity. Pretty much par for the course for AI at this point. So it's good training. So your mission in the CTF will be to fight back, infiltrate its networks, decode its secrets, and find the vulnerabilities in all the systems it controls. If you have what it takes, you can come play in the CTF room, you can play online. But some of you might be wondering, why even play CTF? There's so much cool stuff to do here. And that's obviously true. But just for a minute or two, I'd like to tell you about why I think playing CTF is a valuable thing to do with your time. And there's a couple of obvious answers to that question, like it's good practice, it's a hands-on experience in a really low-stakes environment. If you blow something up, if you do it really well, you might get points for it. But it's also just fun, of course. But there's something else, and I think it's really valuable, and it's something that I don't see a lot of people talking about, and that is the opportunity to learn from our peers. CTFs are a really unique environment where a group of incredibly skilled and talented people all come together to work on the same problems at the same time. And without any NDAs or intellectual property restrictions or weird privacy concerns. And it's literally just fun and games. And that's a pretty special opportunity. So during this event, I want to invite you all to share and collaborate with the other teams. And even though it's a competition, it might sound like a 90s sitcom or a 90s after school special, but the real prize is the friends we made along the way. So talk to the other teams. Ask them how they approach the challenge, what tools, what technique they used, and how they arrived at their answers. And I'm positive you'll learn something new. I make the challenges every year, and every year there's new ways in which my challenge are solved that I didn't even think of. So I'm positive you'll definitely learn something new. And I know that, especially in a place like this, it's sometimes hard to strike up a conversation with someone you don't know. So that's why I'm mentioning it now. Now everybody expects it. And besides, you can point to me and say, that guy told us to do it. So you can use me as a scapegoat if you really have to. So give it a try. Or at the very least, try to give it a try. Because the people here, they're not just anyone. They're the ones that are really fighting to protect our securities, our rights, and our freedoms, offline and online. So sharing knowledge in this group is really in all of our best interests. And that's why I think CTFs are awesome. Thank you all, and enjoy the event. Enjoy the CTF.
Okay. Thank you, NFR, and thank you, Rijs, for explaining the CTF. Chantal.
First. Hello. I told you to keep an eye on me. It's not that hard. Your first surprise of the evening.
The first?
The first. Oh my yes, God. The first.
Okay.
10 years of Hacker Hotel.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we did not explicitly plan a party for that, actually.
No, that's no. Right.
So we thought, or a couple of people were like, maybe we can make a little party of the opening.
Okay.
And a party and like a 10-year anniversary also, yeah, it means gifts. So from the Hacker Hotel organizing team, we have a little gift from you for you that I did not have time to wrap. So
okay. What? God damn it. Okay, this is the first time I'm being rickrolled in analog form.
Thank you very much, Dimitri, and enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you for not giving me up and never gonna give me up. Wow. Okay. Now the existential question. Does Hacker Hotel exist? And I'll explain you why. I was at Chantal's conference, big one. You should all go there. It's an amazing conference. And somebody said, does Hacker Hotel exist? And I was like, what did I do the last 10 years? And what? And actually, I was speechless, and if you know me, that doesn't happen too much. The argument she gave was, when I try to book, it's always full. I read the greatest stories afterwards. It must be fake because I never met anyone that went there. Okay, hello. I know I'm not that big, but I'm here. I organize it, I'm there. Yeah, but you could fake that. And then Chantal came by, running by, very busy. Like, I am here, she was there. And whew, Chantal, what happens on the 14th of February? Hacker Hotel, whew, and off she went. And then Mendel came by, yeah. And then, Mendel, what is in the Hotel de Wereld in Garderen? Hacker Hotel. And she said, yeah, you hired these people to say that. The paranoia was really strong. And then I was thinking, when I drove home, after an awesome hack week on, I must say, how would you fake an event like this? So, what would we need? How would it work? So I created a manual to make an event that does not exist. First of all, you need a stage. So you rent a hotel in a quiet forest. You have plausible deniability. We might never be here. We might be, you don't know. And then the biggest assets you need actors. The best of the best. That's where you come in. And I don't have to be scabby. I have really high standards. People pay us to play a part in this event. We have a waiting list. Actually, we have a waiting list now, so people really do want to get in to play a part in this play that we call Hacker Hotel. Okay, but that's not enough. I need to step it up a notch. So how would you do that? You know, fake news. I just invited the Dutch National News, and you know what? They only talked about DIVD. Not a word. Not a word. I asked the reporter, hey, maybe I can say something, two words about Hacker Hotel. No. No commercials. We're public money. We cannot make commercials for a... I'm not commercial. We're non-profit. We're volunteering. No. I said, okay, at least make a shot of the hotel. Okay, with that we can do. Guess what? They blurred the image. This could have been any hotel. Actually, it could have been AI, to use some nice buzzwords. Then you ask NFIR to put some messages out. They always put some nice messages about out to some various news outlets. But it always states something like, yeah, it's an awesome conference, but yeah, sorry, it's completely sold out. That doesn't help either. So do you ask them to do a CTF? And what does it say in the CTF? You can only join if you're at Hacker Hotel. So yeah, you go to your friends of Angry Nerds. And they always talk about an event that they don't mention. So, after a long thought, maybe she was right. And this is all played. You don't know. But if it is, then a big hand to all of you, because you are goddamn good in the job you do. You must be the best actors to play the pen testers, CEOs of companies, security analysts, SOC analysts, whatever. You guys are really damn good. So a big hand to all of you. I would believe it's real. So again, event statistics. Hotel is fully booked. Yeah, 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 you said that last year too. But this time I mean it. Because, yeah, okay. Again, we managed to squeeze in more people. Sorry, people have to stand in the back. We had to be really strict on the day guests. Some sponsors really noticed that. We had to really bring it down because fire regulations and whatnot. And you cannot cram any more people in the dinner room, the restaurant. It's scaled for 175 people. Tonight there were 205 people. So yeah, it's getting a bit busier. So, but again, we did it. The event sponsors, I will present them later. In 2023, we had 18. Then we went to 27. This year we went one down, but a lot of new names. And most sponsors that were there last year, they upped their game. So people went from bronze to silver, silver to gold, and gold to platinum. So in the end, it was very good. So thank you. I will come back to that later. But the sponsors make this possible. So it's grown. We started out in 2015, 10 years ago, 75 people. The old restaurant, it's down the road, had only 40 rooms. We grew, and then it was like 109, 220, 250, 300, and then 381, 97 rooms, 30 bungalows. Last year we had 35 bungalows, and this year we even had more bungalows, not all fully seated, how you said it, fully occupied, but 38 bungalows. This is really it. There's no more room. I will do the house rules, and I have to explain, these are the same slides as last year.
In that case, everybody can wait a little bit. So you can remember, and while we do that, thank you, Dimitri, for 10 years of Hacker Hotel.
Thank you, Bobby.
And thank you for letting this community grow and yeah, making it bigger and better and more awesome. And we had the fortunate to make a book of the project that we have, Basisbeveiliging. The first time we made a book for all the cool stuff that we did last year. And we want to give you the first one ever signed. And you can choose if you want one with spelling errors or without.
with like special errors. Ones. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for 10 years of
Hacker
Hotel.
Thank you, Elver. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. Much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Elger was one of the people that was there from the first time. I will get back to that later. Really cool. And of course, I want the one with the spelling errors. House rules, as I said, these are the same slides. But every year people say, oh, I have a hard time coming in. Still, we get that remark. But this year, I can tell you that almost 25% of you guys are new. So I just want to see a count. Who's here for the first time? So look around. And I hope this solves the dispute that you never can get in. Because a lot of people got in, and that was because some sponsors decided not to sponsor this year, so bungalows freed up, people decided not to join. Some people were on holiday and forgot to book the room. So I will have to do the house rules again. I go a little faster, but I have to do them again. And it's just to make sure that, yeah, that stuff doesn't burn down. Don't be on fire. Please do not sticker the hotel. Last year it was really good. You didn't sticker it. The year before, people were late at night on the Sunday evening scraping off stickers of windows and coffee machines and whatever. Please sticker each other. Sticker your own items. Sticker your laptop. But please do not do the hotel. We are all volunteers. We also like to have a good time. And it would really help us. No smoking inside. Cigars, cigarettes, whatever, joints, whatever. No smoking inside. Not flamethrowers lighting inside. And please, this is an important one, report all breakages. So if you, there's a light from the wall you hit, there's a... Okay, I will take this one. Last year, some bed was broken, but it was already broken probably before. But report it if you see something, because it helps us. It gets us out of discussions. Yes, no games. If you see something, just mention it. It's no problem. We will fix it. Okay, all the hotel rooms that stay until Sunday have a checkout until 7 o'clock. You can stay as long in bed as you want. You miss all the nice talks, so don't do that. But you can visit talks and after dinner, for instance, go and grab your stuff. Or after your lunch, sorry. But you have until 7. The people that stay until Monday have until 10 in the morning. The bungalow residents, there's bedding. If it's not in your bungalow, you can get bedding at the reception. But the bedding that is there needs to be returned in a cart, a trailer, trolley, that's near the reception. And you can drop this, all the blankets and all the stuff you can put in there. And please put the trash bags also in the designated areas. There's trash collection points. If you don't know where they are, Buck has told me there is a big map on the door going outside, in the hallway. If you go out, there's a map. For every garbage bag that is there, we have to pay. For every bed that is not taken off, we have to pay. So please help us, save us money, especially this year, and take your stuff and bring it where it belongs. Hotel rooms. We are hackers, so people stay up until 6 and they sleep until 6, and I don't know. So to prevent housekeeping barging in your room while you're just sleeping at 2 in the afternoon, the rooms will not be cleaned, unless you tell the hotel to do. If you want that, go there tonight before 11 and say, I want my room cleaned. And then cleaning will come in. But if you have used up your towels or whatever in the room, you need new pillows, whatever, go there to reception. You can always get new towels. It's no problem. So you don't need the cleaning, but you can have clean and fresh towels, which is nice. Register for your workshops. There's the flipovers in the hallways. There's a workshop by Moom. There's an Abacus workshop. There's lots of workshops. So write it down. Write your name down so the organizer knows you're coming. Please do not bring your own drinks, especially strong liquor, into the bar and then ask the bartender to fill up your rum with some coke from the bar. It's not really nice. If you have issues, talk to me. If I'm the issue or you don't want to talk to me, or do you want to talk to a woman, there's Chantal. If you want to talk to another guy, you can go to Paul and you can go to Rob El Borro. That's Paul. And Rob, I don't know where he is. Rob is there in the middle. Okay. Since you're all great actors, we have just established that, right? I want you to play your best version. This is our anniversary. It's a party. It should be happy. Please don't be a nuisance, and especially don't be an asshole. Be excellent to each other. It's plain and simple. I don't have to explain anymore, I think. Please take care of each other. We have some wristbands, because being excellent to each other also means, hey, you can hug me, then you have the green bands. You want only fist bumps? You take the orange band. They are in the entrance, there is a place, and there the bands are. And if you don't value personal contact, put on a red band. And please, people, respect it. That is also part of being excellent to each other. The early food shift. It's in yellow. Yellow is the early food shift. We did shorten the settings, and that has to do with the sheer amount of cool talks that you all submitted. We had like 47 talks. There was no room to plan it in the old schedule. So we shortened the lunches, the breakfast. So there is a slot between the breakfast and the lunch. In the past, the first talk started at 2:30 in the afternoon. That's rather late. Now we have a talk from 10:45 to 11:45. Three talks on Saturday, three talks on Sunday. So that's six extra talks. So please be on time. These are the times, and very new rule. So also for the people that know this slide from last year, this is an addition. Be there 15 minutes before closing. Last year, people ran in with 1 minute to go, got in a discussion, and it was like semantics. I was in here just 1 minute ago, and it was in time, and there was like lots of discussions. People didn't want to leave. The hotel staff need time to change over, to give the next group the same experience as you have. So please, be on time, be there at least 15 minutes before closing, and if they ask you to leave, kindly leave. You can even take your plate, grab some stuff, but please leave, give the hotel staff time to change over. That's very important. The purple bands are the late food shifts. These are the times, and here you see 10:30, so the first talk starts 15 minutes later, so you can all have a talk in the morning and visit it if you like. Or you can stay in bed and go, and this is your breakfast at 1:13. Again, be on time, please. That really helps us a lot. The tokens for the bar. Every day you can buy the tokens at the reception from 7 to 11. Then there is the night guard, and they don't have access to all the systems. So make sure you buy your tokens and then use them all night if you want, but buy them early. Tonight, there is also an addition. Last year, everybody had to walk down from here all the way back to the bar, get some drinks all the way back here, and then there was like 400 people piling up, and some people returned without a drink. And that, yeah, it's a long evening, I know. So this year, the bar in the restaurant is also open. Not to sit there, but you can grab a beer and then come straight up. And if you think that's busy, then you walk to the other bar. It was a suggestion by the hotel in cooperation with us, so I really appreciate that they think along and also saw the problem. Or missed out on the revenue. Okay, it didn't change the price. A lot went up, but the price of the token stayed the same. You can get your small, if you have a small amount, you can get them back. But remember, token is €3. And if you can come back with one token, they need to have coins, and they don't have that much coins. So we have a solution for that. We have a donation box. And we use it to buy dinner and lunch last Thursday for the people that made this possible. People that were here Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, to start to build up and worked all the way in through the night to set up the AV, to rig the lights, to put off the AV. So these guys, yeah, if you really appreciate the event and want to help the hotel, because don't forget, they don't have coins enough, then you can donate your extra excess coins in the box that is on the reception desk. There's a nice donations box. It's made by Dan, who brought her markers and really made a colorful box. Drop in your tokens, and then the hotel also doesn't have to change the tokens back for money. But you are entitled to it, so if you really want it, then you can do it. But then rather, if you only have a few, team up with your friends, ask immediately money back for 20 tokens and divide it amongst yourself with tickies or whatever, because the hotel can do that. That would really help us. Okay, well, I was just thanked by the organizing committee. Well, who are they? Well, first there is Mark. He was there from the start. He is my webmaster. He does all hosting-related stuff. He does DNS, email. He does all kinds of magic. He makes sure I can send you 660 emails, and all the emails are there, unless you misspell your email address. And I won't say that it was you, Bert. But, okay, there's Rob. Rob was really a great help this year. He stepped in. He did everything about your tickets. If you change your shift, if you wanted to add an extra day, if you wanted to come early, Rob really took all this work off my hands, which I'm really, really grateful. So, Rob, thank you so much for all the list work and our late conversations until 1:30 during just the work week. It was really appreciated. Then there is Frank. Well, pre-talks, pre-ticks, payment integration, new website. He's also part of the AV team. There's some funny stuff later on. He's really quick. And when I think, should we do it, he already has it installed. Yeah, then, of course, Chantal, she was also stepping in a few years back and took on all kinds of roles. It takes off all the volunteer communication, volunteer management, communication to whoever sponsors, sponsoring, knows the parties in the market way better than I do. So thank you so much. Then there's Paul. He made the hotel management system. He's also pre-tix. He's the oil of the pre-tix system. And what was not possible in pre-tix, he made a hotel management system, and it's called after 40 Tau. So that alone would be bonus points. It's Basel. from Basil Fawlty, Fawlty Towers. So I like that. And then there's Dennis, AV team lead, who takes care of all the lights and all the equipment that is here. Thank you so much. Nancy was also part of the core orga, but very quickly had to change her priorities. Really important. Why 2025? Thank you for hosting the first meeting in your and Paul's living room. And good luck organizing Why. The batch this year, yes, it's a banana. Well, I'm exactly 11 bananas tall. So if you want to know, banana for skill. Pim designed this. He did all the hardware design. He does the project management. It's a rather small team, but they really come up with some cool stuff. Jay did the design of the badge and the sticker sheets, you see. There's really some cool stickers. And if you look really carefully on the Chiquita sticker, it's me. Nicolette, she designed the lanyard of this year. Very colorful with all fake banana brands. Really cool. And Jeff, I don't know where you are, Jeff, but he's there. Pixel Bar as well. And he wrote the firmware. So thank you so much. Support from Tom Clements for the nice batteries. And probably there's a joke again on the hotel. And if you want to know that, probably go to Pim's talk on the Sunday at 4 o'clock in this room. And he might be explaining what the text on the battery means. It's a joke. So Tom, thank you so much. Renze, he had the original ID. So really appreciate that. And Ransbach for the USB tweaking. And the funny thing is, I asked for years. Some of you might know, some of you might not. I do laser shows as a side business. I do flamethrowers, so I like lasers. And I said, wouldn't it be cool to have a laser gun and shoot at each other and targets? I don't know what. People can make it into TV remotes. And then these goddamn hippies said, no weapons. We give you a banana. And it's really cool, and I like it. So thank you so much. So give it up for the badge team. And then there's something special. Some of you might know it, some of you might not. If you were here for the first time, you might not have heard of it. If this is your first hacker event, even, you might not have heard of it. Chaos Post is a really, really awesome initiative from Konmai and her husband, and now a third small member of the family in the back. Chaos Post is really cool. You can write yourself or someone else a card in the future. So if you are going to Why this year, and you want to surprise someone, you can write the recipient. You can write it like, okay, I want to send a mail to the AV guy with the gray hair or the blue hair or whatever. His name is Dennis, and I want to send him a card. And you put it in the Chaos box, and then mystical way, it appears on Y, and it's getting delivered. And you can even make descriptions. So you can say the guy with the green hair that did the talk about this, and then people really do their best to find this person. And it's crazy. I delivered some cards on EMF, and I went into the math village, and I was walking around looking for a person that did math classes. And then in her class, it was like, are you looking for something? This is the math class. I said, I'm looking for the person that gives the math class, and that should be you. So I basically disturbed her whole talk, and I handed her a postcard. So that's really cool. So thank you, Konmai.
Hi, Dimi.
Wow.
So first of all, greetings from our photo box. We brought a photo box so you can make photos, instant postcards actually. Also send them to anyone here or to Y. And for the 10th anniversary, we managed to print special stamps. You received the postcard beforehand, you might have noticed. It's a special stamp, so postero for external post. If you want to send friends at home a postcard, you can have a stamp with Hacker Hotel on it.
Wow. That's really cool. Thank you so much, Konmai. And make use of the photo box. Send those cards. And if you can spare a small donation, drop it in the box. All these cards were made by donations and runs on volunteers. Thank you so much. Really a picture of the small one. So, why 2025? They have a room. Why, you would ask? Well, organizing. This is a lot of work, but imagine how organizing Y would be. Permits, logistics, waste. Imagine all the big teams that come to play. So Nancy has a room on the second floor. It's up here in the Marco Polo room. She shares the room with Dennis, the photo studio. You can visit the Y room all day to help out to make the camp awesome. You cannot visit during the photo sessions. Look up in the schedule, but all the time around it, it's like the tiny task room. So if you want to help, you want to donate a little of your time, go there. And there's always something you can do. Everybody has some talents that you can use to help out. So if you're already involved in Y, please help facilitate the room, because else Nancy sits there all day, or Crystal, and it's really a lot of work. So if you want to help out, just go there. Maybe you can just relieve them so they can have a lunch. Everybody can help. Everybody can do it. And they have buttons and maybe cookies. So go there. The merchandise. Frank is in the back. Eigen label. He made the merch. This time in the Netherlands. I will have a funny anecdote about that later on. If you pre-ordered your stuff, you can collect it in the Darwin room. Again, some people missed it. But we will do another run. I have some limited I have some limited items available of last year. I will be selling them tomorrow afternoon in the on the two tables where the Chaos Post is. So tomorrow I will be there. If you want an old style hoodie like this one, then I didn't have time to pick it up. Sorry, Frank. So if you want an old style like this or the year before, I have some. I have a lot of T-shirts left. And everything goes to the foundation that we use to organize Hacker Hotel. We have bathrobes even. A lot of people say, what? Bathrobes? Yes, we have. And we will do an extra run. We will add 10 euros for shipping and handling, because they will be sent straight from Eigen Label. So you have to pay a little extra, but it's sent to your home in the Netherlands. For the abroad people, we can make arrangements for hacker camps or whatever. Some items, like the bombiak and the bathrobe, they go by tens. So please see if you can find 10 people that also missed out. This is the bombiak. I'm really, really, really happy with the result. It's really cool. It's embroidered. It's nice quality. So we will do an extra run. But please make sure if you want a bathrobe or a bombiak, you need at minimum 10. And then serious business. Pascal is here. She sits there. Yeah, that's funny. Blue. Yes, you can still hear me. I don't know. Blue lights are flashing. Technology is so hard. Pascal is raising money for cancer research. She's selling wine bottles for 15 euros. She has 10 with her. Some have already been sold. Please buy them from her. You can make arrangements for other bottles. If you're here with your company and you want to give everybody a nice present for Easter, talk to her. She also sells nice candles. You see some pictures. And to make it very easy for you, because you're all tech-savvy people, here's the QR code. You can scan it now, and you can maybe make a small donation. So if you want to make a small donation to Pascal, take out your phone. I will drink something now. You can donate. In the meantime, I can tell you there's also other QR codes around. They belong to the Aid Ukraine Foundation. The foundation, and they help Ukraine. They ship, they buy a old Land Rover and they stack it full with band-aids, tourniquets, all stuff you can need in a war. And they drive it like every month, maybe more often. They drive it to the Ukraine and they help the people there. So if you think that's a good cause, please do it. So thanks to Niels, but also thanks to Pascal. This is Pascal. Maybe come into the light. Come here, because it's really great. Step into the light. Yes, this is Pascal. Okay, then some rumors. I keep this short because I have a lot more slides. People keep complaining they can't get in. And it's not really acknowledged yet. But there are rumors that the new owner of the hotel, who is also the owner of the Midden Nederland Halle, where the 4045 musical is now playing, and he also has the Wereld in Lunteren, there are some rumors that he might build a big room on top of the reception where we can all fit in with more people, and then the small rooms on the side. So the Willem van Oranje, that wing might become 30 hotel rooms. So that means we could grow, we could still stay here. But again, it's just very unclear yet. Probably not starting in 2025, but could be that in the future we can grow and still stay here, which is very important. I like it here. And then, as I said, the sponsors, very important. It pays for the AV stuff, it pays for your lunch, it pays for the badge, and it pays for the network, which is Event Infra doing. Some sponsors already upgraded the levels. New sponsors, welcome aboard. Thank you so much. We will see your logos in a minute. Again, we had over 45 talks, some also from sponsors. And it's not like a commercial talk. They have really interesting technical stuff. And that's what I like about Hacker Hotel. So, yeah, it's really cool. And we have the extra slots in the morning. Sorry, AV team. I know you have to get up, or at least some of you. Well, you really work too late. Thank you so much for Access 42, the main sponsor of the event. Nero, where are you? Ronald and team, thank you so much for sponsoring us again and being the main sponsor. Jaito, being a Rhodium sponsor. Just keep clapping. The Rhodium barbecue sponsor. R2 Security, thanks you, Roy. And Dennis, and other Dennis. Then Brenno, De Winter, and Misha, and Ovum, the Feline sponsors. They sponsored your book, the book of Brenno. It's sponsored by the Feline sponsors. The Platinum sponsors, thank you so much, Jelle and team, Cyber Seals, Lemon Shark, and also Solder, really awesome. Red Team Cybersecurity, doing the whiskey tasting again. And FIR, Rai, Dennis, David, and team and colleagues, CTF, Schubert Phyllis, gold sponsor, thank you so much. New sponsors, Onyx Cybersecurity, give it up for Onyx Cybersecurity, thank you so much for joining us. The Dutch Ocean guy, Nico, Soprasteria, the new logo you might recognize. Last year it says Odina, a Soprasteria company, and now they switched it, so Soprasteria. Thank you so much. Stegen Electronics for sponsoring the batch. Connect IT, Roy again, thank you so much. Oranje IT, Mark van der K, thank you so much. Batenburg, our own Rob. OpenBSD, Misha, thank you so much. Internet Cleanup Foundation, Elger en Jeroen, so much. Wortel, my old colleague, sponsoring, very cool. They sponsor the pub quiz prize. Freedom Internet, who doesn't know them? Sophos, Videolink, and our own Frank, Leafcloud, thank you. Event Infra for the crazy network. In the whole hotel, there's everywhere there's network. Spiker sound, so you can hear me. And then some funny one. You have a sauna sponsor? Yes. Lord Buck Blue, you can have a sauna. There's a sauna in the basement of the hotel. Normally it costs like 20 euros. You get a nice big towel and you can stay as long as you want. You have to ask him to turn it on. And then, yeah, he just wants a sauna and he wants everybody to have that experience. So he said, I'll sponsor it. And then the last one, something really special. Spray de Cyber by Edwin van Andel, the bar sponsor. Who? What's happening? What's this? I don't know. Uh-oh. Dear Hacker Hotel, the Spray Cyber team is happy to announce today our latest product, Spray Cyber Explona. Spray Cyber Explona is an innovative explosive hand gel that will 110% guaranteed remove any cyber sales people's DNA. Because we are launching this product here with all of you, we even have created a special Hacker Hotel edition that will be available at the bar at cost. Any extra donations will go back to the Hacker Hotel organization. Hey, it's us. So we can keep this awesome event running for many, many years. Now our bomb tech will hand over the first, very first special edition to Dimitri. Oh, I have my own picture on there. I like explosions. And a t-shirt. Spray the Cyber, sponsor of the bar this year. Does it really explode? Or spray all the... Oh, okay, let's see. This is my bad hand. This is the good one. Oh. Oh, it's tingling. Listen. Oh. Ah. Yeah. Oh, I'm melting. No, it's really extra. It's really fun. It's like this chewing gum that goes the fizzy stuff. It's really fun. Thank you so much, Edwin van Andel. Okay. I don't know. Okay, other events. I go really quick. On the 14th, our 14th birthday of BitLair, our hackerspace in Amersfoort. I'm the chairman, Roel's the finance guy, and Niels is the secretary. Where is he? There. So you are all invited. We have a barbecue. It's almost full. You could go there now to claim your place. There's like 8 places left. But you're welcome in the afternoon to just come by, visit us, and enjoy our new hackerspace. We can give you a tour. Then there is Tito's. There are in logical order. Tito's, the Technical Dutch Open Source event, 31st of May, 1st of June. Bornack in Denmark, July 16th to 23rd. And then, of course, Y, the 8th of August until the 12th of August. And then ETH Zero, they have a new version, they rebooted it. And they will do that somewhere in Brabant, I forget the name.
Someren.
And you're all welcome, and yeah, there's still room. And you can also sleep externally and be at the event. It's really cool, and I like it that they rebooted it. It's a nice event. So then Shoot All Hackers, like 2 years ago. Dennis is here now again. He has the photo studio, Marco Polo. You can have a free picture. You can take it with the hoodie, with your suit, whatever, how you like it. But please, if you use the picture, it's really nice and customary to compliment and credit Dennis as the photographer. But you can use it in business publications, on your work, whatever, on your website. So go there, check it out. There are some slots, and Dennis takes the pictures. Okay, next year we have the new... Pico. Sorry?
You missed Pico on your
list. No, that was all...
Okay. And I have to explain this. Okay, so we have not set the date for Wicon yet, so that's why it's not in this overview yet. But most likely it is indeed going to be the 30th of October and the 31st of October. But I have not signed yet, so I'm not entirely sure. So that's why it was not in this overview.
But there will be Wicon.
It was not forgotten.
It was not forgotten, it was talked about. But you all should go there. It's a really cool conference. And for the people that think, oh, yes, I've been there, but yeah, people won't believe me. There's a new website, Frank made it. You can have a small preview. It's on new.hackerhotel.nl. And the whole website will be fast. We will get rid of the WordPress stuff and the WooCommerce. It will be all open source pretext and own coding and stuff like that. So yes, sorry, Paul. Now we will phase out it for real. We will get rid of WooCommerce. I don't need it anymore to look up all their orders. Now everything is settled, so we'll kick it next week. We use the Bazel Room Management System that was written by Paul to integrate into Pretix to have a better list management and whatever. And we hope to reach more and more people. Just check out our website. Follow us on X, Mastodon, Blue Sky, LinkedIn, whatever. But please take a look, because a lot of people missed again the nice, very awesome clothing made by Eigen Label. So check out the website, probably end of the year, and you can order again. For the people that booked the extra day, we had an extra bookable dinner and night and breakfast this year. You had to book it in advance. After the closing talk on Sunday, we immediately start with teardown. So we start bringing the chairs down. I will ask you for help then, but I'll tell you now. Any help is welcome, but even picking up your chair and bringing it down is a great help. The bar stays open until 8:30. You can stay there, you can have a drink, you can chill. You can have a last drink or maybe something to eat before you head home. And then hopefully we see you next year. For the people that have the book, the extra evening, night and breakfast, dinner starts at 8:30. Only for the people that booked. That's the golden band. It says VIP. And then after the dinner, we have some relaxation program. Okay, I need a drink. Sorry. The bloopers. Of course, every year something goes wrong. We needed to give a list to the supplier. So I said, hey, Frank, in Dutch, it says, can you shut down the web shop at 23:59 so we can make a list and send it as promised on the 15th of January. In the morning, the list of the complete order had to be there with eigen label. Well, the nice response of Frank was no. I thought, what's up, man? He said, it's automatically, man. So, thank you so much. I thought, crisis averted. Right? So I was pushing Frank to shut down the website so nobody could order. And then this happened almost 13 days later. An order came in, 70 euros for a hoodie. People that came here before might remember that amount of money for last year's hoodie price. So I forgot to turn down the WooCommerce shop. Sorry, and people were still able to order old hoodies. I wanted to give it out to Paul, who ordered the hoodie. His name is under the black label, but I totally forgot in the hurry. So Paul, I will give you your hoodie. I'm not sure where you are. There is Paul. I will give you even even touch this. Sorry, Paul, I forgot to bring it, but I have your hoodie, and it was really nice that you found a way to order the hoodie in the old web shop. So, great hacker. Okay, we had a news item of DIVD last year. We invited them, as I said, they didn't mention Hacker Hotel. I was like, now maybe this asks me some questions. You know what, I'll sit out of shot, and then they interview Frank and the DIVD team. It was really important, vulnerability found. So, in national news. And then the next day when you enter work after Hacker Hotel, everybody said, yeah, we saw you 3 minutes on your phone in the background. Yeah, really cool. I was really out of shot, I thought, but okay. Then the quotation, as I said, 350 people, 30 bungalows. Sorry, we didn't make that. Okay, and then some fun stories. 10 years of Hacker Hotel, of course, there were great stories. There once was this guy who bit on the water tower. He was living in England. He bit on a water tower. It was somewhere in Latvia, I say very carefully. He did an amazing low offer and he won it. He was the owner of a whole water tower and he had a great talk about that. Then some other stories. Making ice cream. This is one of my favorites. Mike, the flame professor who taught me to build flamethrowers in 2013, he did a workshop building your own flamethrower. Then my good friend Stefan Menes, he brought some fire extinguishers that we used to build into flamethrowers, but they're still full. He said, yeah, well, we have to empty them. Really nice. So yeah, we didn't think of it much. And then the next morning, we had a great idea. So somebody grabbed the bowl of yogurt, started running. One of the staff of the hotel was chasing this guy. Stop! Don't steal our yogurt! He ran outside. Somebody was waiting with a pillowcase. The whole bucket of yogurt went into the pillowcase. The fire extinguisher went in and kept on making clouds of CO2 and shaking the pillowcase very vigorously. And this lady was like, hey, stop! You steal the yogurt! Daniela was chasing the guy. No, these are hackers. It's okay. They don't break any stuff. And then they turned it up upside down into the bowl. You want some ice cream? And the lady went away really mad. Later, she could laugh about it, but at that moment, it was a bit tense. It was really great. It was one of my favorites. We had the flamethrower workshop after it was emptied. Sebastian was having a talk, people were in the room, and suddenly flames shot up through the window. He's like, holy shit, what's that? And then somebody said, it's a flamethrower workshop. And he said, yep, we're at the hacker event. Of course, flamethrower workshop. The same workshop, the guy with the water tower, he thought, like, it's a good idea to build this. So he built the flamethrower. He was really proud. And then he realized he was there at the plane. It was a bit like... So he asked Mike West, my friend from England, hey, can you take this weed burner to England? Because if you say flamethrower, you get thrown in jail for 10 years there. So can you take this weed burner and bring it back to England? And we exchanged somewhere. So it was really funny. Elevated stories. Yes, we have an elevator here and it got stuck. And people are like, oh shit, this weekend we have to call the technician. But no, we have Relocker, who is a elevator technician by trade. So he fixed it before the guy even had to come here. And the elevator was running probably better than it was before. So really cool. Thank you, Relocker. Hackers versus the police. We had a talk about the takedown of the Hansa market. And then Mendel thought it was a good idea to bring his balaclava and sit on the front row trying to intimidate the police. And he was sitting there all talk, sweating probably, with his balaclava. And when it was done, he ran up to the guy. It was a really good talk, by the way. And he said, can you sign my shirt? Yes, said the guy. And he wrote on the shirt, to my favorite snitch. Yeah. And then there was this time when we had the 2023 hoodies. There's network cables in them. You might see people walking around with the yellow network cables. I was probably the first guy in the Netherlands that ordered network cables and tried them to wash them 10 times in the washing machine to see how color stable they were. But yeah, if you then give them to your supplier of the clothing and he puts them in a box, and all the stuff is sent to Turkey to be made into a nice hoodie because they were hand-sewn, you get accused of smuggling because you didn't declare that there were network cables in there. So we got a 500 euro fine for smuggling network cables to Turkey. We split the bill and it was all okay, but I'm a network smuggler. And then some other memorable moments, talks or events that were really cool, and I'd like to mention, it was The Room. You can still look it up on YouTube. Jos and Rob organized it, and Jan Willem. They are members of Tool, and what they did is they made a room. You had to like basically infiltrate, and it started with opening the room in an illegal way, or at least not in the normal way, with a under the door key, and you have to a tool, you have to open the door. And some people had it in like 5 seconds and other people were like fishing for the handle for minutes. It's really funny. It's really cool. And what I like most about the whole challenge, where you had to look for all kinds of clues about a terrorist in the room, is that you had to sign an NDA. Of course, if you play and you walk past each other in the hallway to the other team, oh yeah, you have to look there, then you can spoil the surprise. But the pen that was used to sign the contract contained the camera. So you see a lot of people signing the contract and nobody knew there was a camera inside. I like that. Then we had the Allies talk last year. Nancy and Chantal, I thought it was really brave to get up to stage and have that talk. Woo. So thank you for that. Impressive. Unfortunately, it was the only talk that was really riddled with technical difficulties, but they did it and they made it, and you can still see it, I think. If you want, talk to Chantal. It was really cool and necessary. The OSINT workshop by my good friend Nico. He's somewhere here. Nico, where are you? The OSINT guy.
In the bar.
No, he's there. He's not in the bar, sorry. Really cool, really cool. He showed us some really cool tricks and I really like to know more. And it was very impressive. Then there was this talk about taking down the Hansa market. Funny detail I thought was in this talk. They told us the police took over the Hansa market. They arrested the guys. They were able to get into the service and take over the role as like service desk. And people started complimenting the police about how good the service was of the Hansa market. And yeah, that was because of 10 detectives behind running it and trying to see where all the traffic was going, and it was really impressive, but that was a really funny detail, I think. Operation Checkmate. It's running now, but I already call it legendary. I don't know. We will see. But I really, really, I'm really proud that we have a real judge. We have a real prosecutor. We have people of the police. There's like really lots of cool guys that do this all by the under the management of Brenno de Winter.
Oh. Yeah. Last year, there was this really cool talk about the police stepping into a house where they definitely shouldn't have been. And there were a lot of people critical. And at a certain point, I started thinking, okay, but if you were in the same position, how good would you do? And this is what Operation Checkmate became. You can play detective. You can work with police, with a real public prosecutor, with a real judge. And on Sunday, we'll see the results of what happened. And if they don't play too well, maybe we see tomorrow what happens. But it's going to be interesting. If you see people with one of those badges, by the by the friends of TD Venlo, thank you very much for that. They did awesome work. They are playing the game. So if you see funny stuff or on Sunday morning, you see a couple of people having guns. They are not real guns. They're airsoft guns. We've got the license for that. It's all okay. So, and yeah, you might actually need it, but let's hope not. Okay. I'm not going to say anything else.
Uh-oh. Thank you so much for organizing this. It's really a big achievement, but you will see in the end, I cannot tell too much and don't want to spoil it. So, but look in the schedule. You might see something on Sunday. So I'm really looking forward to see what's happening. Then we had the MBV talk. There was this, MBV is the division of the AIVD, the Dutch Secret Service. And they were talking about the hard drives that basically secured the national secrets of the Netherlands. And he was showing which hard disks didn't make it and how he got in by using measuring the milliamps. And he's basically typing in passwords automatically. And then by measuring the small difference in microamps, he was able to tell if the key press was right or wrong. And he was able to decode the code and was able to enter the hard drive, which was really cool. And people were really impressed, I think, and or not, I don't know. I was impressed. And I was like, okay, if they show this, what can they do, but they don't tell. So that was really cool. The whiskey tasting, of course, for the third year in a row, I think. Red Team Security, last year, they brought a 5,000 euro bottle, very unique one. One guy came in, he look, and he, hey, good one, and he left. He wasn't really appreciated by the good people of Red Team because it was 100 euros whiskey in 1 second or something. So, respect the whiskey, please. Live impressioning demo on stage by Jos. Took him longer than his personal record, but it was so impressive to see him file a key from a blank and opening the lock. And he was also one of the guys, together with Brenno and Elger, that was here from the start, from the first event until now. So really appreciate it. Thank you, Jos. And Elger and Brenno. Jan-Martijn Broekhoff, he's not here now, but he was the first sponsor, Guardian 360. He was the first one that said, I'll sponsor you. So I had one sponsor, and it was Guardian 360, which is really appreciated. Chemical experiments. If you ever want to see what thermite does to a hard drive, well, they showed us, and it completely burned through the hard drive. It was really spectacular, and it took a little while to start, but when it went, it was like crazy, and really thanks to Ransbak and Anjan. Okay, and then the epic badges. They were alternately made between Pim and his team and badge team. So they alternate every year. And yeah, we had the craziest games. We had puzzles made by Saka also. So it was really, really cool. And I like what they make every year. And also I only give maybe a direction, but that's probably where my influence ends. They have full freedom to make what they want and make a banana, for instance. And last but not least, and this is really important, 10 years of Hacker Hotel couldn't have been made possible without you. So give it up for yourselves and thank you for supporting us with Hacker Hotel.
Thank you. I don't know how to make a heart, but it's probably something like this or this. And for the Gen Z, I heard you have to do it like this or something. Oh, I'm a boomer, you hit. Sorry, guys, but I love you all. Thank you for being here. And have a real good time. I think we have I have to see. Probably way too late. Okay. No, kind of okay. Just get a drink, because we need to mic up Chris van het Hof and Huib Modderkolk from the Volkskrant. They will have an Ask Me Anything. They have a session here. I think you want to see this. So just get a drink. You can go down to the restaurant. That one is open until 12. The restaurant in the bar is open until 3:30 tonight. So have fun. Get a drink. Come back for the next talk. Enjoy. Thank you so much.